I gotta work in an intro because I don't like what I do. Singing is not my thing, but I make it happen anyways. What's going on? What's going on? It is Juan the Colombian. And you're probably saying, Juan, please stop singing. You're not good. I know I'm not good. I used to be good back in the day, but now I'm not that great. So we're going to leave it at that. One thing that I want to say, thank you so much for coming back. Thank you for listening again to me, to just send me messages being, Juan, what you're doing is amazing. What happened with the podcast this week? I know some of you guys asked me, like, what the heck? Where's the episode for this week? I'm not lacking. I'm just waiting. I was waiting for my friend. I know I mentioned it before. I got a friend that she's going to join the podcast soon, but the hours, they haven't worked in our favor, so we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do with that, but it's going to happen. Don't worry about it. She's going to be in this podcast. We're going to talk to her. It's someone that I have a good connection, and we're really good at just communicating with each other, so we talk good. We have fun conversation. I used to do a little bit of a radio show with her, and I don't know. We have a good kind of like chemistry when it comes to talk. It's super, super fun. So I hope you guys are going to like it. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we make it happen or if I'm going to just keep talking to you guys just myself. Hopefully not. But yeah, we'll figure something out. For now, for this episode, I want to talk to you about something that happened to me last week that it kind of bothered me a little bit. I was a little mad, a little upset. But it kind of gave me content to talk about, you know? So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to start right now because why not, right? Anyways, I have to stop saying anyways. One of the things that we're going to talk today is that a lot of people now in 2020, you guys are just too, what's the word for this? You guys get offended too fast. And sometimes I can include myself because I hear something and I'm like, whoa, easy there, easy. What are you saying? We get offended so easily. And I had conversations with people lately that we talk about this thing because I was, you know, just wondering if it was just me thinking that, like, what's happening with society right now? Like, we complain about every little thing. If someone says, hey, what's up? What? Oh, wow, easy, that's offensive. What do you mean that's offensive? Well, because you say this and this, it's like, you gotta chill. Like, you gotta chill. Back in the day, and when I say back in the day, I'm talking about, like, 90s. In the 90s, people weren't like that. Like, if you say something to them, they were tough-skin. Like, they would take it. Even if you're bullying them, they were like, you know, just, they know how to take punches, and they were okay with it. They were like, you know what? I know he's not being offensive, and even though if he's being offensive or not, I'm just going to go with the flow, and I don't freaking care what he says. So that was fun. Nowadays, it's a little different because people get offended by every little thing you say, and basically, I don't even know how to act anymore because I like to speak my mind. I am that kind of person that if I don't like something, I just say it. You know, I just go straight to whatever I'm thinking, and I said, like, I don't like you, or I don't like this about you, and people don't like that. People like, I don't know if it's like something about being fake, but people like that. People talking behind their backs, telling, like, oh my god, that person is terrible, but in your face, they're like, hey, what's up? What's going on? You guys good? Awesome. I don't like that shit, to be honest with you. I'd rather someone telling me, like, you know what? With all the respect you deserve, I don't like you. And that's it. Simple as that. And I will respect that because I will take that as an adult and be like, you know what? That's actually fun that you got the pants to tell me that you don't like me. That's awesome. But when you go talk trash behind my back and then in front of me, you're like, hey, what's up? Oh, hey. That sucks, though. And, like, that, I actually get offended by that because that's something that it shouldn't be like that. And if you're one of those that complains about everything in 2020, if someone calls you, like, I just don't know. I have examples, but I don't want to make it my thing. I want to make it like to you, the one that is listening. Like, if you're listening, I want you to relate to me. If you say, let's give this example. I have a friend that he's gay and he doesn't like to be called he. He wants to be called she or they or we. It's very hard for people not to call them that way. And why is hard? Because you don't know, unless you know that person, it is hard to know how they like to be called. You know what I'm trying to say? So like, let's say, for example, I call them they, but he's like, no, I'm not a they, I'm a she, or I'm a he. He's going to get offended anyways. Same with me. Like, I don't get offended, but I could complain about the same thing. If someone comes to me and say like, hey, what's up? Like they refer to me as a he, and I'm like, well, no, I like you to call me they or we. Then I get offended because of that. Like, bro, first of all, you got to chill. You got to take it easy. Like, life is so, so simple. It's so fun. And then we're complicating our life just by, oh, you call me this, you call me that. I'm so offended by it. I'm going to tell people. I'm going to go to social media. I'm going to post about it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's like, no. Why don't you just live your life? Relax for a second. Don't overthink. Just move on with your life. If you don't like someone calling you something, don't get offended. Just go tell that person, bro, next time you talk to me, could you refer to me as this? Instead of just being like, oh my God, I don't like this, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's not fun. Like, you're not enjoying your life. Your life is so short for you to start complaining about every little thing possible. I'm gonna tell you a little story that happened to me. I gotta put my phone down because I hate that sound, but I don't know where it is. I'm talking in the dark right now, so, oh, no, that's not my phone. I don't even know where it is. Anyways, if you hear that beep, that's my phone, so just ignore it. I was saying that I'm gonna give you something that happened to me. I'm gonna share a story that happened a few years back. I don't know if you know, but I work for a radio station. I was working in this event, and I got out from the event, and there was this guy, basically super drunk. And there was these girls just giving flyers to a bar. They were like, but it wasn't like a crazy bar. It was just like a bar for people to go drink. But like, it was summer. Of course, these girls, like, you know, people in the bars, they want to get tips. They want to get all that. So like, they dress for the occasion. So they dress a little short. And they had like, this girl had like a little short. Like, it wasn't too short. It was short. And then she had like this tank top. And this guy, she just gave it to a guy. And the guy was like, whoa, you don't give me this, bitch. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm not going to say nothing because I'm working with the radio station. So I cannot be aggressive to this guy. So I'm just going to let her heal, like, basically handle the situation. This guy keep calling her names, like, don't talk to me, ho, blah, 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 this and that. And I was like, okay. First of all, that's super disrespectful. So I got really mad because in my life, man, I was raised by a woman, my mom, that I respect more than anything. And the one thing that I know is that if someone disrespects a woman, oh, you're having problems with me. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. I don't care nothing. But if you treat a woman the bad way, then I don't like that. And then this guy was just like, oh, yeah, you blah, 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 this and that. And I was like, whoa, okay. So I got mad. I went there and I was like, again, it's all about not getting offended, right? So I went there and I said, with all the respect that you have, could you please just go? Like, you're drunk and you're just like acting stupid. Can you just leave, please? Yeah. So, basically, yeah, like, this guy was like, no, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. And then the one thing he said, he was like, I'm sorry, what? I don't understand what you're saying. And I was like, okay, I know where you're thinking. Like, I know what you're doing right now. So you're not just being disrespectful to a woman, but you're also trying to be racist to me. I didn't say that to him, but he keeps saying like, oh, sorry, I don't speak your language. What do you speak? Arabic, Habibi, Habibi, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, damn, like, this is so disrespectful. But in my head, the one from years before, it would have been really angry and probably like would do something physical to this guy. But now I'm more mature and I'm trying to kind of like show people what I'm, just the way I think, the way I'm telling you right now, not to get offended by things. I did it that day and I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna take offense of that, and I'm just gonna like let it go. So I keep saying like, can you please go? Can you please go? Can you please go? I was in the middle of the girl and the guy, and he started backing up because I'm a big guy, and I could be intimidated if I want, like if I get really, really mad, but I wasn't mad, but I was just like, can you move? Can you move? But my voice started getting like, I was not screaming, but I was like just talking loud. And he started backing up until he left this place that we were in. So I was like, bro, in my head, I was like, oh, this is so disrespectful. Like, I don't have to deal with this, you know? But again, I could have filmed this guy. I could have like video shame him. Like I could, because I work in media. So I have people that follow me. I could have talked on air about it. And I'm doing it right now just because I want to prove you that we don't need to get offended by everything. There's ways to handle things in a normal way, in a better way, by just like being smart about it and being the bigger person and just move on. The only thing I did was I posted on Facebook because I did the comment like, this is so sad that like people still think that way. And the guy, well, basically after he left, there was two situations that happened that I was like, okay, this is awesome, but this is really bad too. So the first one is there was a taxi driver and there was a homeless guy, and they came back to me and they were like, oh, I'm sorry that you have to go through that. Like, he didn't have to say that to you. And I apologize. Like, they basically, they were sorry for me. And that's Canadian culture right there. Like, you guys are so awesome that you guys felt bad for me for being treated the way that I was treated by this guy. But I said to him, I was like, oh, it's okay though. Like, I understand. He's drunk. He has that personality. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to feel okay. Maybe that person is not going to feel that okay. Maybe he's going to realize that he's a bad person. And I'm not one to judge him. Like, he's just going to, like life will take care of life itself. That's basically what I said to these people. And they were like, wow, that's so nice of you to say that. And I was like, thank you. And my day was better. This girl was like, thank you so much for helping me. I was like, oh, no problem at all. Like, it was just disrespectful. I didn't want to interfere if I didn't have to. It was just, it just came to a point that I know you were feeling bad and I just wanted to like stop the situation. So she was like, oh, okay, thank you so much. The second point that I want to bring up is that the wife and the son of this guy came back, and she came back after they were gone, and she came back and she's like, hey, look, I'm so sorry. I apologize for what he said. He didn't mean to say that stuff. He was drunk. And basically, like, yeah, I'm so sorry. And I might say something that I shouldn't say at the moment, but I said like, oh no, that's okay. I am absolutely sorry for you that you have to deal with a person like that in your life, because it's so sad to see that. Like, it's so sad. One thing that I forgot to tell you is this guy mentioned that he was a teacher. Like, and I was wondering in my head, who's this? Like, what? Is this guy teaching our kids how to be? Like, this is so bad. But anyways, I didn't mention that. I was like, I feel bad for you. Like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh my God, no, it's okay. But anyways, thank you so much. Sorry, blah, blah. And they left. And that's the end of the story. The whole thing with this story is I'm telling you that there's going to be times in this world that you're going to feel like, oh my God, I'm going to get offended. Don't get offended. Don't be that person. Be the bigger person. Be happy. Life is too short to stress about things like that. I know a lot of people nowadays in the internet and the phones, they hide behind computers and they want to be haters. And when you have the pants to confront them, to be like, yo, what's up? Like, what's up? What are you saying about me? Like, or what are you saying in general? they go like, no, nothing. You know, like I thought it was like that, but no, you're a great person. Oh my God. It's like, they're not brave. If you have, again, I love that bravery. Like, if you think something and you think you're doing the right thing, bro, just stick to your point. Just don't, unless you feel that you're wrong, don't say you're sorry if you don't feel it. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't fake it. And I just be yourself. Be yourself. Life is too short. Stop hiding behind a computer. If you're a freaking crazy person that you have angry issues, then just be that person. But be respectful to people. You know what I mean? Like, but if you're one of those that are behind the computer being like, oh my God, you look terrible. And then in person, you're like, hey, what's up? Like, bro, don't be like that. Or like, don't. Life, you're not going anywhere being like that, first of all. You're not being happy. You think you're being important because like, you're getting that attention for a few seconds. That's why you do it. Like, it's stupid. And second, come on, man. We gotta get better. We gotta get better as humans, as the world's turning to like, we were going into the right path when we're in the middle. Of course, you cannot be like completely out of it and be like, oh, I don't care. You can call me names and I don't care. No, you gotta be in the middle. Like, care enough, but don't care too much. So that's the only thing I want to share with you today. That's my take. I feel that we are getting offended too easily in 2020, that we are living in a world that is full of fakeness and complaints and unhappiness and people worrying about the wrong stuff. If you agree with me, please, I'm asking you, add me on Facebook, add me on Instagram, add me on Twitter, and just share with me that story. Share with me a story that happened to you that you agree that people are too sensitive right now. Is that a word? I don't think that's a word. Sensible? You know what? You probably got it. So just go there. Go to Instagram, B1. And you know what? I agree with you, man. Like, what the heck is happening right now? Like, people are getting crazy ideas of how we have to call people this and that or say this and that. And just live your life, man. It's so fun. Like, bro, you don't even imagine how many times I hear bad things about me. So many. From people that I think are my friends or people that I appreciate as like some, like whatever. And then I hear things. It's like, oh, by the way, this person is saying this to you. They're saying this about you and this and that. It's like, I don't feel bad. You know what I feel? I feel bad for them though. Because first of all, they're not enough. Like, they're not brave enough to tell me those things in my face. And then second, I'm important for them because they're talking about me. So that actually makes me happy. It's like, holy shit, they care about me. You know what I mean? Like, thank you. That's the only thing I could say. I love you guys because you guys are wondering and worry about me. So let's go. I love that. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. I promise you that my co-host for one or two or three episodes is going to come next week. I'm going to make it happen. I have had so many issues trying to get her on, but it's going to happen. I promise you that. She's not here in London, so she's not going to be able to come to my house and just record this with me. That's why it's hard. But again, good things, they just take it some time. Like this podcast. How many podcasts are there? Like so many. And probably people are listening to those, but like they could be listening to this, but they're not yet. Maybe in a few years, if you're one of those new listeners that are listening right now and you're like coming from the future, I just tell you that I'm happy that you're here, but I'm also happy that you're listening and you're living and you're just doing you. So leaving that there, we're coming back to the present right now. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everything you do in your life to be happy. And we'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to go to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Juan the Colombian. follow me, let me know you're listening. I see the numbers on Spotify, in Apple Music, Apple Podcast. I'm not an artist, even though I tried to sing at the beginning, but I see the numbers, so I know you guys are listening. And it's not just like, oh, I listen for 2 seconds and I'm gone. Like, you guys listen to the whole thing, which I appreciate a lot, because that makes me happy, though. Like, that makes me so happy. So thank you so much. Go talk to me. Tell me ideas. If you like this, share it with your friends, with your family, maybe someone that it's a little anxious and depressed or maybe going through something. This could help them. So I don't know. Just share that with your friends. Thank you so much. This is Juan de Colombia, and I'll see you in the next one.